deepwater offshore oil rig called the Deep Horizon that suffered a catastrophic blowout. At least that's the preliminary thinking, is that they experienced a blowout which led to a massive fire and complete utter destruction of the rig, and unfortunately a tragic, potentially tragic loss of life. And the rig, the fire burned out of control for a number of hours, and eventually the rig sank and has spilled a significant amount of fuel oil and potentially crude oil into the Gulf.
Does that threaten the coast at all, the coast of Louisiana or even the coast of Florida?
Well, right now there isn't a threat to the coastline from this spill. The prevailing winds have pushed the current slick, which is about 5 miles long and about 1 mile wide, last report, away from the coast. Unfortunately, it has pushed it into the breeding area of the endangered sperm whale and bluefin tuna and some other really imperiled species. But the coastline look right now is not threatened. And the latest report we have from the Coast Guard is that the oil spill itself may be contained. It's still not absolute, but preliminary reports are is that the spill may have been capped.
Recently, the Obama administration has suggested expanding oil drilling along the Atlantic coast and also in the Gulf of Mexico. And also, until a few days ago, the Florida legislature was considering expanded oil drilling off the coast of the Gulf of Mexico, and they say they might bring that back next year. What do you think about that? Those ideas?
Well, I think it's clear that this incident shows beyond any shadow of a doubt that when the oil industry claims that rig safety means that the potential for catastrophic spill is so infinitesimal that they should be allowed to drill into sensitive areas like Florida's coast, any shadow of a doubt is put to rest after this accident. In fact, this is the second major oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana this month. Earlier this month, there's 18,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Delta Wildlife Refuge from an offshore oil rig pipeline. And, you know, Australia is still cleaning up the mess in the Timor Sea. So we hope the Obama administration recognizes this. The biggest threat to our coast right now is the fact that the incoming leadership, the incoming Speaker of the Florida House and the incoming President of the Florida Senate, are really pushing to drill as close as 3 miles off our beaches. If this same accident that happened Tuesday night happened within 10 miles of Florida's coast, we'd be seeing pictures on the nightly news of oil lapping up on our beaches and covering our wildlife here in Florida. So we hope our legislators are paying attention.